Hello friends, I am Priyanka and I am going to read before you the book The Hairy Ape written by Eugene O. Neill. Eugene O. Neill, Life and Career. The author of The Hairy Ape, Eugene Gladstone O. Neill, was the third son of James O. Neill and Ellen Quinlan. Quinlan. He was born in a hotel on 6th October 1888 when his parents were staying in New York. In spite of being a German, James O. Neill was a popular actor of American theater. He was a busy actor who had to act in various theaters and cities. Naturally, his family had no permanent settlement and hotel rooms were the first acquaintance of Eugene, our beloved dramatist. From 1896 to 1902, Eugene attended various boarding schools. In 1902, he joined Belts Academy at Stamford for 4 years and in 1906 took admission in Princeton University. But only after a year he had a problem and left the university in 1907. The experience at the university disappointed him so greatly that he dropped the idea of getting any education furthermore, even at any other institution. He decided to be a self-dependent but could get only minor employments. In a way, the life of this dramatist is an interesting play in itself. In 1909, Eugene fell in love with the beautiful Kathleen Jenkins, K-A-T-H-L-E-E-N, Kathleen, J-E-N-K-I-N-S, Jenkins of New York. The next year, a son whom they called Eugene Jr. was born. There appeared a dramatic turn in Eugene's family. Kathleen's parents disliked Eugene and did not approve the marriage. They forced Kathleen to give up Eugene. The divorce was obtained in 1912. To engage Eugene's disappointed mind, his father sent him on an expedition in search of gold. Later on, the dramatist makes it the base of his one-act play, Where the Cross is Made, and the regular play Gold. The expedition made him acquainted with Central America and sailors. The knowledge helped in The Emperor Jones and The Hairy Ape. Eugene returned in 1910 without gold. He was shocked so deeply that in a hotel called Jimmy, depressed, he tried to commit suicide. Eugene's father decided not to leave him alone. He entrusted the responsibility of assistant manager in his company. He enjoyed himself in a 65 days voyage to Buenos Aires, B-U-E-N-O-S-A-I-R-E-S. It made him so deeply interested in sea life that he became a seaman on a British ship sailing to New York. Then, after he joined an American ship. The experience serves the purpose of a background in The Hairy Ape. He acted in his father's company also. Then, he worked as a reporter in the New London Telegraph. But his health failed him and he had to spend 6 months in a sanatorium. In 1914 to 1915, he was a student in Professor Baker's classes in drama. Here, he got opportunity to read the Greeks. Later on, he used it in composing a trilogy in Greek tradition entitled Mourning Becomes Electra. During 1912 to 1913, he wrote 11 one-act plays and 2 long plays. In 1914, he published Thirst, a collection of his plays. His plays were produced so successfully that he became a popular max in theater. His life was settling and it encouraged him to marry Agnes Boulton, Boulton, in 1918. In 1920, he got his first Pulitzer Prize, Pulitzer, Pulitzer Prize. In 1921, he divorced Agnes and married Charlotta Monterey on July 22. In 1936, he got Nobel Prize for Literature. In 1947, when he was stricken with Parkinson's disease, he produced the last play, A Moon for the Misbegotten. In 1953, he died on November 27. Over.